USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Intelligence Committee Democrats are willing to compel Special Counsel Robert Mueller to testify before their panel and sue the administration if that's what it takes to make public Mueller's report on its investigation into possible Russian involvement in the 2016 election. Democratic Representative Jim Hines tells NBC's Chuck Todd about what the next steps could be when information comes out of the Mueller investigation.
You know, everything about this has become political. The way to end that, of course, is for the truth to be out there. But first and foremost, given that we've been on the edge of our seats for the last 2 years on this issue, everyone in this country needs to know what happened, and then we decide where to take it from there.
The House has a Tuesday vote opposing the president's use of a national emergency to fund the border wall. The next step will be the Senate and then a veto by the president and come back to Congress to override the veto. If an override is successful, it'll go to the courts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Foreign aid has been shipped to Venezuela. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who has denounced Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's obstruction of aid deliveries as the actions of a tyrant, tells Fox News Sunday what's happened there is a tragedy.
There have been hundreds and hundreds killed from starvation over the past weeks and months. Millions of people having to flee their homes. 3 million people have had to leave. 10% of the Venezuelan population. Those are the actions of the American people and the Trump administration to support democracy in Venezuela.
President Trump agreed to keep about 400 U.S. troops in Syria after most forces there are withdrawn this spring. On CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he'd like to see more.
Leaving that amount of troops there is good for blocking Iran's position in Syria, for getting intelligence from folks on the ground to see any rise of ISIS that inevitably is going to come again. I wish it was more, but I am glad that the president reversed his decision. Syria is a mess. Iran's position there is a mess, and I actually worry about the future, not just of Syria, but the future of a potential regional conflict in this area with all these folks there.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon tells CBS's Face the Nation he expects the coming year of campaigning to be very tough.
The pressure on the president is coming from many different angles. I think you've already seen it from what the Democrats, some of these reports they've been dropping here without telling anybody. I think that now that they control the House, they can weaponize this. They can weaponize the Mueller report. I think that 2019 is going to be the most vitriolic year in American politics since before the Civil War. And I include Vietnam in it. I think we're in for a very nasty 2019. I think what comes down the other side of that, then you can position yourself for 2020.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump will stay on message at this week's second summit with North Korea's leader. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Secretary Pompeo says President Trump will tell leader Kim Jong-un there is only one alternative to his nation not giving up its nuclear weapons.
Remaining a nation that is unable to trade, unable to grow, unable to take care of its own people.
Pompeo says if that's understood, the next goals are to form a better relationship with the North and to help turn its economy into a functioning system like that of South Korea.
The Oscars are tonight. Yesterday, the Independent Spirit Awards were handed out. Actress Glenn Close and racial injustice movie If Beale Street Could Talk were the big winners. If Beale Street Could Talk took the Spirit Award for Best Feature Film, Best Supporting Actress, and Best Director. Close won the Best Actress Award for playing a submissive spouse who finally finds her voice in The Wife. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.